a major redesign of downtown Missoula's traffic flow is moving closer to reality. MTPR's Austin Amestoy reports the multi-million dollar project has been in development for more than 15 years.
Missoula City Council members this month voted to draw up final plans for the $25 million Downtown Safety, Access, and Mobility Project. Most of that money is coming from a federal grant. Councilmember Gwen Jones at a meeting said the city has to move forward or it risks letting the funding lapse.
This is a really pivotal project for Missoula. And to get this $24 million grant, we would never, ever be able to pull this kind of money out of our budget to get this type of stuff done.
Officials say the plan is designed to reduce vehicle and bike collisions and improve accessibility to downtown businesses. Front and Main Streets will shift from one-way to two-way traffic. Higgins Avenue will move from four lanes to two, with a left turn lane and bike lanes on either side. The city is also seeking to add ramp access to Bear Tracks Bridge and widen trails along the Clark Fork River. The plan traces its roots back to the city's 2009 downtown master plan. Local taxpayers are chipping in a little more than $1 million for the project. Some councilors voted against moving it forward, citing concerns that it costs too much and won't address issues like stormwater management and parking constraints. The city hopes to get work underway in early 2027. In Missoula, I'm Austin Amestoy.